Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Small Business Week. We're celebrating Small Business Week here in Washington, D.C. Heck, you should be celebrating it all across the country. I'm really looking forward to this week, having some fun here, and we're having a lot of time, a lot of fun here. We're going to have a lot more fun, and I want to introduce you to a new friend, Christopher Vollmer. Is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Chris, is a new friend. He's vice president of the great ad agency Booz Allen Hamilton. He leads the North American media and entertainment shop there. He's the author of Always On, Advertising, Marketing, and Media in an Era of Consumer Control, Maybe Even Anarchy. And as I say, he's our new friend. Christopher Vollmer, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here. So, you see, you could have said advertising, marketing, and media in an era of consumer anarchy. What do you think about that?
Well, it certainly is a whole new world out there. I think one of the things that I wrote about in the book is that marketing is becoming more targeted, more measurable, and more two-way with the consumer than ever before. And it may be a lot of choices, but also a lot more opportunity for marketers and media companies.
Well, you know, right now, The marketing advertising world for small business owners, Chris, I've tried to make it really simple for them, and that's to tell them that that the phone book is not their prospect list. The only people that they really should be going after, because we don't need the world to be successful. All we need is are the few people who want exactly what we sell and want it delivered the way we deliver it at the price that we want to sell. That's not really that hard to get that into our heads. The challenge is to find where those people live and reach out to them with a laser message. The big guys, though, they got a lot more problems, don't they?
Well, I think that's true. I mean, I think that the big marketers, you know, have made a lot of their money over the years through fairly non-targeted media, and by not knowing exactly where their consumer necessarily is or where they're looking for them. It sort of was a spray and pray approach to try to find ways to move their brands, their businesses. I think the story about Always On, though, is that marketers have awoken to the fact that they need to understand their consumers much more deeply, much more specifically about how they're trying to find their brands and use them. And basically with a lot of digital media, there's ways to be exactly like you described, laser targeted and much more focused on connecting with them in ways that actually create value for them too.
Well, who was it in your industry? One of the greats once said, 50% of my advertising works, 50% doesn't work, and the problem is I don't know which 50%.
Exactly.
Have you heard that? Have you heard that?
Yeah,
before?
I have heard that. I think that was attributed to John Wanamaker, the old retailer. But I think even small businesses. I mean, what I wrote about in the book a lot is that you really have to work back from how consumers are using media. The book is entitled "An Era of Consumer Control." Consumers have a lot more choice about deciding how they want to interact with media. You know, when they want to watch it, how they want to watch it, where they want to watch it. And a lot of that means you have to rethink, starting with how the consumer uses media around where you want to be advertising. And small businesses, I think, are waking to the fact that online is the new start point for where consumers are looking for and researching products and services. They're not looking to the yellow pages necessarily as their starting point. I saw some research recently that suggested about 50% of all consumers either start their research effort for local or small business with a search engine or online yellow pages, versus like 30% for yellow pages or print directories and a whopping 3% for traditional newspapers and magazines. So, I think if you accept that as a given, you know, it changes how you plan and think about advertising and media pretty considerably.
Well, you know, one of the things that I started doing in the last decade, the previous century, I predicted that the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur. And every day something happens to make that become more in evidence to me. And what you just described is another piece of evidence, and that is the democratization, the incrementalization, the access that small business owners have now to the same power, the same marketing and advertising power as any of the big companies. What do you think about that?
Well, no, I think that's true. I think that the online media lowers the barriers, I think, pretty considerably. If you look at even what's driven the growth of online is about a $21 billion business. A big story about the online advertising business has actually been how small to medium-sized businesses have embraced that. They're a big reason why Google grew to be a $16, $17 billion company in 6-7 years. Mm-hmm. And most small businesses are still not online. You know, they probably feel
in terms of marketing?
Yeah, in terms of marketing. Either they feel they don't have the budget, or maybe it's still
They don't understand it,
or a bit confusing, or maybe feel, hey, you know, I've got a business to run. I don't necessarily have the time or the resources to devote to this. But mm-hmm. I think that it's an area where clearly the consumer has migrated there. And I think there's still tremendous opportunity for small businesses, even in rather modest ways, to take advantage of that, even like the big guys are trying to do.
One of the things that you write about in your book that I think is consistent across the board, whether you're a Fortune 10 company or whether you have 10 employees, and that is what your chapter called "The Consumer is in Charge." I think there's no question that that's what's going on out there, whether you're big or little. What do you think?
Well, I think that's spot on, and I think that because the consumer is so much more in control, marketers have to figure out how they can get their message across, not by shouting at them, which is pretty much how they did it for decades,
mm-hmm.
but much more about listening to them, learning from them, and figuring out ways they can be more compelling in how they engage with them.
There's another word that I use a lot, fairly often, about what you just said, the shouting thing. That's a companion to shouting, and that's manipulation. When we come back, I want to get Chris to talk to us about why you should not be manipulating, or trying to manipulate, customers. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Christopher Vollmer is our guest. Stay with us.
I spent a lot of money and I spent...
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. There's Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out when you get a chance. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Christopher Vollmer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Vollmer. His book is called Always On, Advertising, Marketing, and Media in the Era of Consumer Control. That's the word I was trying to couldn't get out. And earlier, folks, when I introduced Chris, I really didn't do a good job of explaining. In fact, I was incorrect in my explanation of his company. I knew that Booz Allen Hamilton is a consulting firm. I don't know why I said ad agency. But Chris, why don't you help me clear up the record there and tell the audience what you guys do?
Well, Booz Allen is a major general management consulting firm, and we work a lot with companies to help them develop strategies for growth and also improve performance. And I focus personally on the media and an entertainment sector. I work a lot with major media companies and some of the major marketers too.
You know, I got all the way to almost the end of April, Chris, without making a mistake. But I didn't. You know, I was hoping to get to May without making a mistake. Chris, I used the term manipulation before we went to the break. You were talking about the ways that the different ways that we have to focus on on folks. Don't shotgun them. You know, try to focus. You know, at least focus to some degree. Get your shot pattern in some kind of a logical sense, not just throwing it out there into the wind. But also, there's another thing. I think people don't want to be manipulated anymore. I think people are too smart. They've got too many choices. I think consumers and businesses, when they're consumers, when they're buying stuff, I think we're all developing a manipulation antenna. And when we feel that, that little antenna runs up and says, you know what, I don't want any of that. What do you think?
I think that's a very important insight that you just made. I think that the world of media and marketing today, and the world that I write about and always on, is one where, you know, consumers have, I think you used the word antennae there, that they have a lot of choices, and they also recognize what messaging is relevant to them and what messaging is authentic, and they put a real premium on that. I think that's both a challenge and an opportunity for marketers. If marketers can create those environments that the consumers perceive as helpful, as genuine, as authentic, they're going to get their, not just their awareness, they're going to get their engagement, which is what marketers really want. And a great example of that is you look at how Nike, you know, a big marketer, but I think has a lot of the principles that are relevant for how you actually make this work. You know, they've invested a lot in different kinds of media and advertising environments that are a lot more targeted, a lot more interactive, and ultimately for them, a lot more accountable too. I think that's another piece of this, is that, you know, marketers are recognizing that they can be much more precise in how they spend, and also actually much more focused on the measurability of their advertising and media. And if you can combine all those things, you will get the consumer to spend time with you and spend time with your products. Nike has a site actually that they developed with Apple called Nike Plus, and it's a great example of how the messaging, the product, and ultimately the actual service kind of all come together in a user experience and a consumer experience that really reinforces what Nike is all about in terms of an athletic brand, and really demonstrates how advertising isn't just a message, but if you play it right, it can be an experience, it can be a service, it can be something that actually has value.
Mm-hmm. Chris, give us your website and tell us where the book's available.
Yeah, it's at www.businessfuture.com.
Okay.
That's a dedicated site that Booz Allen has put together for the book.
And that way they can read a little bit about the book there and everything?
They can read a little bit about the book. There's nice links to Amazon and Barnes & Noble to of course, right, buy the book. But there's actually an excerpt from the book and a little bit about me as well.
Okay, give us that website again.
It's www.businessfuture.com.
One of the things that I think is very cool about small business, you know, we can have the same kind of targeting as the big companies have, and you can do it with the traditional media. Newspapers will allow you, we reported this last week, newspapers will allow you to bore down into neighborhoods with inserts. Radio will help you target just those people that you want. Television, you can do the same thing with television, with all the cable channels in your local cable. There's so many ways to really focus on your core prospect, aren't there?
Yeah, and I think the starting point for all that is you need to really understand, as a big business or a small business, how the consumer is learning about your product, learning about your brand, and how they use media. And if you have those kinds of insights, you can begin to really map out which elements of the media mix are most relevant for you.
And folks, you've heard us talk on the show before about how you can dominate with your small business brand in your market. And the way Christopher talks about it in his book, Always On, is a great way to learn about how to do that. Christopher, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I hope you'll come back another day. You got a lot more to teach us.
Oh, that'd be fine. Anytime.
Christopher Vollmer, ladies and gentlemen, Always On is the book. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break, right back after these messages with our very good friend, Karen Kerrigan.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.